Solomon Luntz had been given a plastic bag containing his personal belongings on his way out of Forest State Correctional Institution. A pair of jeans, some scuffed-up running shoes, a white t-shirt, a comb, some chapstick, a pair of suspenders because he never was able to get used to wearing English or belts, and his wallet with exactly $107 in cash. He was surprised to get the money back at all, but was grateful all the same. It was going to pay his cab fare the rest of the way home. The prison had provided a bus ticket to Bountiful, Pennsylvania, and he was on his own after that. His palms were sweaty, and his stomach roiled from the movement of the taxicab. Outside the window, July sunlight warmed the rolling green fields of ripening oats. He knew the area well. He used to walk down this road to get to school every day when he was a kid. They were close. The car slowed as it moved around a buggy, and Solomon dropped his gaze and sat back. He'd meet people soon enough, after he'd seen his mom again. Solomon hadn't seen his mom since her last visit to the prison 6 months earlier. Mom, sitting there with a yellowed telephone receiver in one hand, contrasting with her crisp white cop, and her teary eyes fixed on him through that thick prison glass. She'd been like the first crocus in spring, the first bud on a naked, gnarled tree. But she'd had some choice words for him, the worst of which were,
"What would your dad think if he'd live to see you like this? You'd have broken his heart. He wanted more for you. I wanted more for you. You could be working a good job, finding a wife. You could be starting your life properly, but instead you're in a jail cell, and you have no one to blame but yourself. You knew better, Solomon. I taught you better than this. And me coming here to visit isn't any help at all. I'm only making it easier for you. So, I'm not coming back. You can face your consequences alone."
Tears had welled in Solomon's eyes when his mom hung up that dingy phone and walked stoically away, her gray shawl pulled close around her and her black shoes squeaking against the polished linoleum floor. He sat there by the glass, his breath stuck in his throat, waiting for her to turn, waiting for her to look back.
"Are you Amish?"
the cab driver asked, pulling him out of his own thoughts. The driver glanced at him in the rearview mirror, and Solomon, self-consciously, pulled his hand through his short-cropped hair. He didn't think he looked Amish anymore, but he'd been told more than once he still sounded Amish. He talked more slowly, and his words still had that Dutch roundness to them.
"I used to be," Solomon said.
"Yeah? Are you one of those, what do you call them, those Amish runaways?"
the driver asked.
"Not really. It's been too long to call me that. I'm just coming for a visit," Solomon said.
A surprise visit. His mom had no idea he'd been let out early. He wouldn't let the prison officials notify anyone on his behalf. He wanted to come home on his own terms, and didn't want to give his mom a chance to not come pick him up. That would have hurt too much. So he decided to come to her instead, and she'd be forced to look him in the face.
"So, what do you like better, regular life or Amish life?" the driver asked.
Solomon shut his eyes for a moment, looking for patience.
"I don't know."
He didn't care. His mind was already moving toward thoughts of home cooking, his mom's brown buttered noodles, and her blueberry crisp, and those little sugar cookies she made when the weather cooled off.
"Seems like a lot of work to be Amish," the driver said. "A lot of extra work for nothing, if you ask me. Like, why take a horse and buggy when you can just drive somewhere and be comfortable, you know? I don't have to feed and groom this car. And why make farming that much harder than it has to be?